This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. This is John over at Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good, John.
Hey, good day. How are you? How you been, though? What's going on? It's been a little bit since we last spoke.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Been in the hospital, been to Germany, so...
Oh, wow. That's two ends of the spectrum there. First off, that you're all right.
I'm good.
All right, perfect. That's good to hear. Health is first, you know? How is Germany, though? I got to ask. I hear a lot of my friends have been going to Germany, apparently, now. So, or planning on it.
Well, yeah, I've got a son that is there because of the military. And This is our second go-around. We had a granddaughter that was born about 10 weeks ago. So it was our first time getting to see her. And
hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Absolutely love Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about... Okay, I know it's totally off topic, but I got to hear, because from someone that's actually there and stuff, I heard the food's a lot more healthier than America.
I don't know about that. A lot of pork. They eat a lot of pork. I would say this, I lost 5 pounds in this last week that I went there. So
really? Okay.
Part of that may be the food, maybe also... You know, my son doesn't eat till like noon.
Okay.
Just one of those things. But the food was good. I wouldn't say the food is something I'd want to have every day.
Right.
You know, they right. have like beets and radishes and different type of salads like that that I don't mind a little bit, but to have it every meal, not crazy about.
Neither am I. Maybe a little bit. I'll touch base on a little bit, but too much no good for me.
Yeah.
Some of my friends say when they say I'm allergic to salads and stuff, and I'm like, I'm not allergic. I just, you know, I don't eat it that much all the time.
Yeah. It's one thing to eat a salad, you know, that you get around here at Gassano's or, you know, Tim's Pizza or something like that. It's another thing to eat something filled with radishes and I don't know, it's just flavors don't meld there like they do here. And
gotcha.
They're just so foreign to what we're used to eating.
Interesting. Interesting.
No, we did.
No, I can talk for days with all that stuff.
Well, yeah. We went I love history. Love history. And whether it's German or whatever, it's just amazing. So we got to see some castles and things like that.
No
but
way.
We also, we went to the Eagle's Nest, which is between the Alps. It's in the Alps, but between Germany and the Austrian border.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing that was incredible. We went to the German parade ground in Nuremberg.
You did it up.
Yeah, we had a good time. I'll leave it there.
That's cool. All right. A tad bit jealous, but all right. I'm glad you had a great time, though. That's amazing. A lot of big things happening for you there, Nick.
Well, you know, it's one thing when you got a son that is able to traverse that region, and he's been there about a year and a half. He also plays on a German semi-pro football team, so he's really embedded in the culture there. And he knows the places to go and the places not to go. And when we're there, you know, we're getting the maximum exposure to all the good stuff, and it's fun.
You get the inside man over there. There you go. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Traveling is one of the things I always want to do, you know, haven't done enough of, you know, and when I do say I've done a lot, it's like it's still not enough, you know. But understanding cultures, the history, where things come from, food, you know, everything, people, it's just a whole other thing, you know what I mean? I'm all about it, all about it. As you could tell.
it broadens your view of the world, and it makes you appreciate things with a greater sense of you appreciate things better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose my words there.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I totally follow you, too. And it's also just that knowledge, you know, you get awareness, and it's just like opens your mind a little bit more, you know, seeing the different cultures like that. So incredible to look at, yeah. Well, Nick, I feel like I cut off on that one, man, because I feel like I could talk to you for a very long time regarding this stuff.
Yeah, you got business.
I'm very intrigued.
You got business.
Well, Nick, I know it's been a little bit since we last spoke about, you know, getting your business on the first page of Google and things like that. Let me ask you, is that something you still might be interested in, though?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So far as I put on the notes here on the account so that way your pricing wouldn't move up. And thank God I did. I know it's been a short amount of time, but pricing did go up within our company. But for you, it stays the same, actually. It'll be grandfathered in at $249 a month, month to month. Okay, so our packaging went up to $299, actually. I mean, it's not to buy much, but hey, at least it's something that, you know, we can still save you some money. It adds up month to month, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Now, I remember we also talked about a few other things as well, too. You had a Facebook page, correct? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And as far as website goes, how is your marketing with all these things going on so far? Is it still doing well for you? Is this something you could use some help with? Talk to me.
Yeah. So I had a couple kids. I paid them way too much money. Who designed a web page that I wasn't crazy about. They just couldn't get, number one, the logo right. And then two, just the whole feel felt kind of canned. It's just, you know, not real pictures of what my work has produced and, you know, just common verbiage that you can see on any web page. And I'm not saying I'm looking for this designer perfect kind of thing, but if
right.
you've got the logo and it goes across the face of somebody and, you know, just kind of looks silly, it's got to jive.
Right.
And so if it doesn't jive, it's kind of worth it. I had one phone call that turned into work. I had a couple of emails that by the time I got to them, they weren't interested or something silly. And that's all the exposure that I've gotten from the web page. My Facebook page, on the other hand,
okay.
That's it.
Wow, okay.
My Facebook page has generated a lot more traffic and exposure. Had a few jobs off of that, but that's about it.
Okay, gotcha. So when it comes to what I'm hearing about your website, no offense, I'm just a straight shooter, you know. That's nothing comparison to what it should be, right? And you should be able to see that. Now, far as Facebook, if it's doing well the way it is right now, we use target marketing ads for customers in your area. So if they let's say they go in on your Google account, they see your business, or they typed in any of their services in your area, and they find you and they don't call you, we give reminders out to them to pop up on their feed once they do go on Facebook. So they have to be, one, in your area, and two, actually looking for your services. If they are, for those two check marks right there, then you'll have more exposure to those customers to remind them to give you a call. And all calls come to you directly. So we don't touch any of your customers. No third-party middleman ever does anything like that. What we specialize in is making sure that you get the traffic. And having that exposure like that everywhere, I mean, Google, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, Facebook, that just shows the customer saying, hey, this guy's somebody. Let's take a look at this. You know what I mean? And that's what we do. We want to make sure that you get that brand exposure in the right way, that it's just bringing in this traffic to ultimately be more calls, what brings more business, right? So it's very important.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And so based off of website, though, do you own the website, or did they take it down, or –
I think they pay so much a month, and I don't know if it's working now or not.
Right.
I don't know if it's up or not. That's okay. How much interaction I've had with it. The guys would give me anything that I need to run it. They're sons of my pastor, and again, I was trying to help them out. But you know how young people are. They get real excited in the beginning, and they lose interest because the next thing else is, or something else has popped up.
Okay, so let's start off with this then, because I want to make sure it can help you as best as possible. If they took a website down, it that's a big deal because customers, they love to see pictures. They love to see, seeing a website brings more credibility to your business. It really does.
Exactly.
Me, for one, I'm very visual. I don't care how long you've been in business, how many great reviews you have. If I don't see a picture of a van or something, like, it just, it turns me away for some reason.
100%. Especially in the painting. Especially in the painting. It's extremely.
I was going to say. You know what I mean? So, what's the, do you know the name of the website?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I don't.
That's okay. That's all right. Let me see if I can find something.
Liberty. I mean, if you do Liberty Painting, NWA, something like that.
Yeah, that's something here. Let's see if I can type that in. See if it pops up here. Yeah, when I type in that, it says WordPress.com doesn't exist. All right. That's the first thing I popped in, actually. No. Yeah, see, these are things that we want to make sure, even from your Facebook, you know, we want to make sure that link is there so that way customers can say, oh, man, you know, I was referred over, or they, let's say they were looking on Facebook and they're referred by a friend. Everyone like in the local community, they want to make sure that they see something from there too, right? It's not just Facebook. So we want to make sure that's being exposed that way too. Let me do it like this, man. I mean, Nick, honestly, we charge extra for websites on here. If we were to able to get your website within the first 7 to 14 days, develop it how you need it to. I mean, nothing crazy special or anything like that. Just sometimes less is more. I'll put it that way, right? But at least it'll have connections to, you know, customers that love your work. They want to leave a review on Google. They could do it right from your website. Have a testimony on your website and a Google review. Two birds with one stone right there. Connection to the Facebook, vice versa. If we could do like that, plus everything we spoke about for the same pricing on there, would that be something you'd be willing to go in and give a shot then?
Definitely.
All right, Nick.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure our team, though, in order to do that, we don't want to just build a regular website and say, hey, here you go, Nick. I want to make sure that they tailor it to your company. Okay, so if you have pictures, videos, testimonials, what have you from there, have it ready. I'm going to set up a time of day for you to talk with and introduce them to you, and they can go over how you want that website to look. Okay. Again, I want to make sure you're really taking care of on that.
Okay.
So, Nick, is that short for Nicholas, or is it just N-I-C-K?
It's just N-I-C-K. Well, yeah, different story, but yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. And then, Nick, how do you spell your last name?
N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Oh, wait. Oh, what? Okay, Nick Nichols. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it very easy to remember, actually. And do you want your customers to reach out to this same phone number I'm talking to you on right now, the 4675?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have to make sure this part is really strong for Google. I want to make sure customers have everything they need to contact you or you know, see if you're in the area. I have the business name is Liberty Painting NWA. I got the business address is 11626 Short Road, and it's in 72712. Is that the right address I have here?
The address is correct. The name, the guys used NWA or Liberty Painting NWA because of trying to link the name with searches in Northwest Arkansas.
I love that.
My
actual name. Okay. That's
it's
okay.
Actually Liberty Painting Specialist LLC, but you know, I'm good with any of those combinations.
Okay.
I'm not breaking any rules.
I was gonna say, yeah, this part is just a show on Google on there. Now do you want your address to show on Google as well, or do you want to keep that hidden?
Let's keep that hidden.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. I'm gonna put that in the notes right now because we're gonna come back to that. Keep that. And then, again, I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you. I can set up a time and date as early as tomorrow if you'd like, so that way they get jump start on everything as soon as possible. The sooner they jump on that, the better it is for you, right? Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I would say between probably 10 and noon.
10 and noon? Okay.
And there's a good time, okay. Or later on in the afternoon between 3 and 4 or 5.
Okay. I actually have both. I could set it from 11 to noon. Would that work for you? No more than an hour, though. Okay.
Yes.
They're going to be calling from – I'm going to give you a phone number so that way you're able to talk to everybody here. And they will be calling from this number, too. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
All right. It's 877. Mm-hmm. We got 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay. Save it as local splash.
Okay.
Now, we'll go over everything here. It doesn't take too long here. I just want to make sure you're always well protected. There's crazy people out there, Nick, and I'm sure you're well aware of that. You know, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash calling you. If we're going to set up a security question and answer, that way anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll only ask a security question. We will never give out your answer, okay? That way you know it's us you're talking to, and we know it's you we're talking to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send the same email to our team. So that way, all you need to do, it's a Google invite. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So it'll be from 11 to noon, so. And it's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Are you, which email address are you sending it to? Painting with Liberty?
I got paintingwithliberty@gmail.com.
I see it.
Okay,
see it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to put a reminder for that too, just in case here.
All right, got it.
Perfect. And I'm putting a reminder for them just in case too. And now the next part, for Google, how would you like to be found as far as your hours of operations? Do you want to do like 24/7, Monday through Friday? What do you think?
I hate when people limit those things because sometimes you have to be available on weekends. That's when people are off. Mm-hmm.
We could do like Monday through Friday at normal hours and then like 24/7 emergency only. I mean, we're flexible how to make that happen, so.
Let's do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a specific time?
7.
Yeah.
Let's do 7 to 7.
7 to 7. All right. I don't want you to feel like you're married to these numbers or these days. Anytime you need to make adjustments or anything like that, don't use the headache on yourself to say, "Oh, I gotta do this." Dude, call our team. Let them know. Utilize them. That's what they're there for. Okay. I want to make sure you know that you have a family to back you up here to help you out, okay? So, do you want the customers to only reach out by calling you, or do you want them to text and email? How would you like that?
I'm good. I'm open either way.
Okay.
Calls or texts are probably best.
Okay. I'll leave it like that then. And then, I remember we talked about radius here. So I could put it set up to like a 55 mile radius from that address that we have there. Did you want to hit specific spots only, or do you want to keep it at that service radius and kind of work and play around with that for now?
No, that'll catch my service area.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept it only cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
It's usually, check, cash, or, Venmo.
Okay, perfect. And also, I'm going to make sure, so the website, if we're building it for you, if you want to use the same domain name, we could do that for you. If you don't, we can make another one for you as well. So, choice is yours on that. You have options, though. I just want to make sure you know, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to answer that question now?
No, you don't have to answer now. I'll just leave it in. I kind of figured. just tomorrow. You got some homework to do a little bit today. You know what I mean? Not at this moment, but if you want to have pictures, videos, testimonials, things like that, just have it ready for them. They're very lenient with that. But, you know, as long as you communicate with the team, that's all we ask for. You know, seriously. So we can't read your mind, right?
Right.
Okay. And then also, I have to ask your business, is it licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the verification part through Google, I think we talked about this previously before. They're very strict about who they allow to be on their directory. So they sometimes they'll ask for a picture of a tool you might use, a paintbrush, stuff like that, you know what I mean? But we don't know, nobody will know what they'll ask for in particular, but we do know the things, all of them that they would ask for. We just don't know in what order or if it's all of them or not. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email of everything that they may ask for. The more you're prepared for it, the better and smoother things go for you as well. You don't have to take pictures of everything, but the more you have, like I said. Okay, so I'm just sending that out to you. And let's go with, as far as the services you want to be found for, all right, this is your bread and butter here. Obviously painting, but I mean, do you do interior only? Do you do exterior painting as well?
I do just about all. Interior, okay. Exterior, residential, okay. Commercial. Yeah. Cabinets, repaint, you know, refinishing cabinets.
Refinishing.
Drywall.
Drywall, okay, perfect. I don't know about you, but for me, doing drywall, I mean, I don't do it professionally or anything like that. My father went and teach me a lot of stuff when I was younger. And I felt like that was very therapeutic for me. Even painting, actually, now I think about it. But, yeah. Yes, sir. Let's go with... anything else I could think of? I know I put you on the spot, but I mean, the more I have here, the better it is for our team to know exactly how they're going to help you tomorrow. They're not going to start from scratch, right? So.
Sure. Yeah. We like I said, we do, in the background of my van, I've got all, have things like that listed, which is,
okay.
You know, light carpentry, power washing, yeah.
Do you do soft washing too?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Soft washing.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with what's soft washing. I'm sorry.
You know, some things that don't want to be damaged. Power washing, you have the higher power of, you know, the water pushing out, so that way it can take the dirt out and things, weeds, stuff like that. Sometimes
right.
You just want to do like decks or patios, things like that as well. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And again, that's enough right there. If you have specific ones, you're like, oh, I got to have this in here, let our team know.
Sure.
We'll go ahead and add that for you, okay? All right.
Got it.
And then is there anybody else, Nick, that you would like to put as an authorized user on this account?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. So next part, let's go over – okay, I think this is all good. Well set. I left notes for that. And do not show address. I didn't forget for you. How? All right. Sending this over to them right now. And next part, I want to make sure you're protected. So this part is for you. Okay. I'm going to ask everything. We call it the voice verification where everything is recorded. Now, if you have any questions or concerns, ask away. That's what I'm here for. Okay, Nick. But I want to make sure I verify in the beginning here. It's all recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there for you as well. That way the pricing will never move on you. If it ever does, at least we have the recording and I have it on paper for you as well. So it's not just one thing, we have for two things for you.
Okay.
The number I gave you is the number that I'll touch base with as the last thing that we'll go over here. If you ever did decide to part ways in the future, that's the number to call. I'll go ahead and tell that in the recording here, okay? So
okay.
Without further ado, let's get it started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Liberty Painting Specialist.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nick Nichols, President.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, active communication, right? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second here. Nick, that's what I was talking about. We'll set that security question up. That way you know it's us calling, okay? I don't want you to give your information to anybody here. All right. I'll continue.
Right.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Just, I heard a hesitation on that, so I'm going to revamp on that question there. It's pretty much saying we can't read your mind. If you have something you need to update on that website.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of all the different angles that implied.
Okay. Just want to make sure you feel comfortable. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in October 17th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 17th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised there, Nick, I want to make sure you're protected on everything there, okay? So last two parts here. We have the security question. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just don't get locked out of your own account because you don't remember your own answer, okay?
Right. That's
gonna happen. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. Perfect. And remember, this will never change. So what would the answer be?
Kansas City.
Okay. And remember, we will never give that answer out. Okay? No matter how easy or whatever it is, does not matter. We will never give that out. So it'll be a huge red flag if someone says something different like that. Okay?
Got it.
And Nick, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or is there a middle initial with that?
Just first and last name.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 11626 Short Road?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
Credit card.
Okay. Would it be a Master, Visa, or an Express or Discover, though?
Discover.
Discover. Okay. And for security purposes, Nick, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud to you, so I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 6011-2088-4746-8942.
Okay. And the expiration date on that?
0926.
Okay. Boom. And last but not least, the security code.
377.
Awesome. Perfect. There. Before I process the payment, as you know, now no, I'm not lying to you. We got you a really good discount here. I want to keep it the same here, okay? Refresh.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, nice. So I did get a pop-up here, totally off topic here, but it's an option. You don't have to do this whatsoever, but there's an option to save a little bit more money. I know we got you at the lowest discount on this. It's just something that pops up. I have to ask, you know. If you're interested in saving a little bit more money, they do have a 3-month instead, to save you a little bit extra, you know, bucks here and there. Is that something you might be interested in?
I want to see how this works first.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I asked, you know, if a pop-up comes up on
sure.
my feed here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and, oh, there we go. Good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Okay, please, Nick, stay on the phone with me. All right, I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So once this goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. So that way I can show you the breakdown of everything we discussed that's included in there, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
I've got a text.
Awesome.
And I'm pulling it up.
All right.
Go ahead.
There should be a spot in the text. I could talk backwards here. Where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
No. This is Nick. Get to the Google link. Verify Google required information. Proceed further. Please reply to the email we just sent out. The form here, and I got an address. And if you have any questions, then call that number that you provided. So it looks like there's a link here to Google.
Okay, let's hit back.
Email.
Should be the I was gonna say. The email one, we're going to open the one that says initial invoice, though. That's the one we're looking for.
Okay. Taking a little bit to transfer over.
Okay. Hey, you've been patient with me over here, Nick, so that's the least I could do is be patient back, you know. So I want to make sure I keep to my promises, making sure that you see everything. That way we're very starting this relationship off strong.
I appreciate your help. Okay, so I see local splash, access your dashboard, phone number. I will get this as soon as. Okay, what am I looking for exactly?
So there'll be an email that says local splash initial invoice.
Not in that one. Oh, here's another one. This one just came in.
Okay.
And they're doing work in our area, so things may be a little tough.
You're fine.
Access your dish. Okay, yeah, I see an invoice at the bottom.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, there should be a spot that says click here to accept subscription terms somewhere. That way I can show you the breakdown of all of it.
I'm doing this on my phone, so please bear with me.
No, take your time. You're okay.
Oh, please click here. Yep, got it. Click here. Okay.
Yep. Beautiful.
Safari.
In here is a breakdown of everything we discussed, plus more, actually. So the plus more is all the other packages that is available for you if you ever decided to upgrade your package. Just know that if you did decide to do that, contact me because I want to make sure I still apply those credits for you to get the lowest package pricing available for you in those, if that's the case that you wanted to do that, do so, okay?
Okay.
But other than that, take your time. I'm here if you have any questions, concerns. At the bottom, once you realize that everything is in there that we discussed, there's a spot we have to click to checkbox first before typing in your name. But before you get there, let me know if you have any questions, okay?
I'm good. I've already clicked it, and I'm ready to hit the confirm sign.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Perfect. And it should take you somewhere. And that should be it, though, but let me know where it takes you.
It's loading. It's barely, okay, there we go. Username, password.
Beautiful. That's how I know you did it right as well, too. So tomorrow, when our team calls you from the 877 number, they will go over everything more further detail. And then also, they're going to show you, this is your tracking system part right here. That's going to be your next best friend. Okay, I'm not going to lie, Nick. Sometimes you can see if you miss calls from there. Sometimes customers reach out from there. We don't touch your customers, remember. So if you want to keep track of your analytics, keywords, things like that, that's all in there. Even the website that we're going to develop for you, you can actually even update your website through there. So it can be overwhelming if you looked at it on your own. So tomorrow they're going to develop that password and login with you. to show you how to track and update and things like that for you as well. All right, Nick?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yes, sir. Honestly, Nick, I got to say, it's always a pleasure talking with you, man. I want to talk more about your Germany trip and everything, too. anyway, congratulations, Nick. Welcome to the family here.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Did you have any questions for me or, before I let you go then?
No. Sounds good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Nick. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, if you have to reschedule or anything, let us know. We'll always do that for you, too. Okay?
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.